On this day every year, for centuries and centuries, the Church has celebrated the feast of the evangelist St. Luke. And of course, there is a lot that we know about St. Luke, because he is the author of two of the books of the New Testament, among two of the longest. But also there is a lot that we don't know, and there's a lot of controversy and fighting among the theologians and historians. But we do know that St. Luke spoke very, very good Greek. Some say he wasn't actually a Jew, and others say that he was of the diaspora of the Jews that was all over the Mediterranean. And so he was, he did speak Greek, and he wrote both his gospel and the Acts of the Apostles, which are two of the principal books of the New Testament, in Greek. And of course, we have from him the early histories of the Church. But for me, one of the things that is the most important about St. Luke is that we have the beginning of his gospel is all accounts that he received from the Blessed Virgin Mary about the early part of the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Annunciation to St. Zachary and St. Elizabeth, the conception, the miraculous conception of St. John the Baptist, then the Annunciation of the Blessed Mother, and then her visitation to St. Elizabeth, and all that which encompasses the very beginning of the life of our Lord Jesus Christ here on earth, including, of course, his birth, which also St. Matthew tells us about, but he got all that information also that he narrates from the Blessed Virgin Mary. So this is one of the things that is the most wonderful thing about the Gospel of St. Luke. And of course, the joyful mysteries pretty much come mostly from him, as well as the prophecies that were fulfilled. He traveled with St. Paul and was a companion to him. St. Paul refers to him as the beloved physician, which leads us to know that he was a doctor, a physician. And also, because he was a doctor, he had to know anatomy, which meant that he had to be able to paint the body. And so, attributed to him are countless paintings and statues of the Blessed Mother and of the child Jesus that he is supposed to have executed himself, because he was very familiar with the human body. And so we have those things to commend to St. Luke. The collect of today's Mass speaks about the fact that St. Luke suffered the cross, which leads us to think that he was most likely, like several of the other apostles, crucified. And his body originally was taken to Constantinople, and then from there it was taken to the city of Padua, where most of it rests today in a magnificent altar in the Basilica of St. Justina, which is next door to the Basilica of St. Anthony of Padua. And so if you ever want to visit him, you know where to go. And so it's a wonderful and gracious gift that we have there, so close to another great saint, the evangelist St. Luke, who spread the gospel, spread the news of Jesus Christ, and through him many, many countless souls were converted. So we pray to him today for many conversions, and since he is a physician, I beseech him to intercede for me before God, that he may heal my throat and I may continue to sing and preach and teach as I have all my life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.